16, let me start over. Today at about 16:43 hours, CHP called for code 3 assist, which means to get officers there as fast as we possibly can, because they had a foot bail from a car where a guy was running with a gun. That ended, and then as our officers started to arrive. A short time later, witnesses started calling, and then people were pointing to officers the direction the man had run, saying, again, that he had a gun. Officers got in the area, since we're right, obviously, close to EPD. A lot of officers were able to get there quickly with shift change, and it turned into another foot pursuit with this guy crawling over fences and running with officers, again, verifying that the guy had a gun. He started running towards EPD, and officers, in what I understand, camouflage pants, and officers started calling out that there were shots fired. A short time later, at 16:52 hours, there was a auto theft with a gun. We don't know if it's a carjacking or if it's just an auto theft and the guy had a gun, but he stole a person's car. It's a red Mazda. You can see out sitting out there in the middle of the street. And officers got close to it. He again bailed from the car, turned to another foot pursuit, and again shots were fired. And at that point, the suspect fell to the ground. We recovered a firearm that is being held for evidence right now. He is in surgery, and we do not know if he is conditioned at this point. However, we have four officers that were involved in the shooting at different times, and this was a hairy situation that we're very thankful that none of our officers or no civilians were hurt. And he is currently in custody at the hospital awaiting the outcome of surgery. I will not take any questions at this time. I just don't have enough information to give you yet that I can stand behind and say this is true. So at this point, I will end it, and be happy to come back out and brief you as I get more information. But it could take some time in darkness like this with multiple officers shooting in different directions. We're going to have to account for every round that was fired, where those rounds went, and what was impacted, and so forth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.